Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In every organization, retirement marks more than the end of a career. It signifies the departure of experience, wisdom, and institutional memory that can take decades to build. On this day, March 31st, 1950, praises were heaped on 11 distinguished retired officers for their loyalty, dedication, and commitment to the Barbados Police Force. With a combined service to the force that spanned a remarkable 271 years, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that a large gathering of current and former police sergeants assembled at District A Police Station for a tribute to bid farewell to the officers. Among the retirees was Sergeant Elcock, who had devoted 40 years and 4 months to the force. Having enlisted in March 1910, Sergeant Elcock rose to the rank of Sergeant in 1935 and was honored with the Colonial Police Long Service Medal in 1944. Also retiring was Sergeant R. Skeet, who joined the force in July 1913. He was promoted to Sergeant in 1932 and earned the Colonial Police Long Service Medal in 1935, after which he received a bar to the medal in 1944 in recognition of his extended and exceptional service. Sergeant Ivan Thompson, a respected figure, particularly in the parishes of St. Peter and St. Lucy, also bid farewell to active duty with 35 years and 8 months of service to his name. Sergeant Thompson joined the force in 1913 and was promoted in 1938. Joining the ranks of retirees was Sergeant J. Brockwitt, who enlisted in September 1914, shortly after the outbreak of the First World War. He attained the rank of Sergeant in 1946. The ceremony was chaired by Warrant Officer Springer, who praised the retiring officers for what he described as them bearing the heat and burden of the force in the old days. Commissioner of Police Colonel R.T. Michelin presented the official discharge certificates, and he too expressed deep appreciation for the officers' long-standing contributions. He contended that while officers in 1950 were encountering a bed of roses, during the period when the sergeants started, conditions were more difficult, but they came through on top. He pointed out that the retiring sergeants had rendered good service to the island, and although they were wishing goodbye to police uniform, they would still be connected with them outside the force. Entertainment added a lighthearted touch to the farewell, with Sergeant Thompson performing A Policeman's Lot and Polly Wally Doodle All Day. Corporal Bess and Bandsman Rollock delivered comic sketches, and Sergeant Brathwaite later stepped in for Captain Raison to conduct the police band. The event concluded with the retiring sergeants proudly leading a march around the square. Their retirement marked the departure of decades of experience and a legacy of dedicated service, which was honored by the Barbados Police Force, as reported by the Barbados Advocate, on this day, March 31st, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.